तस्मात् जहि
Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they, who are helpless, pure, poor creatures, will exist without them. Translation, without repetition. With repetition. Therefore, give up your anxiety.
Therefore, give up your anxiety
due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking.
You are now thinking
of how they are.
Of how they are.
Who are helpless, poor creatures.
Who are helpless, poor creatures.
Will exist without you.
Will exist without you.
Report. When we think of our kith and kin as being, when we think of our kith and kin as being helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance. Every living entity is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of each one's acquired position in the world. The Lord is known as Buddha Grit, one who gives protection to all living beings. One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. This is explained more clearly in the following verse.
Kala karma guna viyo deho yana pancha bhotika vadaman yansta bhopayet sarva grasto yata param.
Translation, this gross material body made of five elements is already under the control of eternal time, kala, action, karma, in the modes of material nature, guna. How then can it, being already in the jaws of the serpent, protect others? Report. The world's movements for freedom through political, economic, social, and cultural propaganda can do no benefit to anyone, for they are controlled by superior power. A conditioned living being is under the full control of material nature, represented by eternal time and activities under the dictation of different modes of nature. There are three material modes of nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Unless one is situated in the mode of goodness, one cannot see things as they are. The passion and the ignorant cannot even see things as they are. Therefore, a person who is passionate and ignorant cannot direct his activities on the right path. Only the man with the quality of goodness can help to a certain extent. Most persons are passionate and ignorant, and therefore their plans and projects can hardly do any good to others. Above the modes of nature is eternal time, which is called Kala, because it changes the shape of everything in the material world. Even if we are able to do something temporarily beneficial, time will see that the good project is frustrated in course of time. The only thing possible to be done is to get rid of eternal time, Kala, which is compared to Kala Sarva, or the cobra snake whose bite is always lethal. No one can be saved from the bite of the cobra. The best remedy for getting out of the clutches of the cobra-like Kala or its integrity, the modes of nature, is Bhakti Yoga, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. The highest perfection of project of philanthropic activities is to engage everyone in the act of preaching Bhakti Yoga all over the world, because that alone can save the people from the control of Maya or the material nature represented by Kala, Karma, and Guna, as described above. The Bhagavad Gita 14:26 confirms this definitely. Thus, in the transcendental purports, the texts 45 and 46, by His Divine Grace, Abhoy Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the chapter entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, chapter 13th of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samaj Chahi Anga Vaiklavyam Kajana Kritam Atmana Kratam Kvanata Kipana Varte Ram Ste Chamamina. So, Narada Muni is advising King Yudhisthira to give up his anxiety. King Yudhisthira is feeling anxious because so many people have died in the battle of Kurukshetra. Millions of people were killed. So he was feeling great lamentation because he considered himself to be responsible for the massacre in the battle of Kurukshetra. Narada Muni, the great spiritual master of the three worlds, is advising him not to. Amen. Explain that because the soul is eternal, the body is temporary, actually, there's no reason to lament because the souls are all moving on. Simply, they've changed their bodies. And even, although this is the ultimate reality, but say if someone, just like here in America, there are two people who are having different views, atheists and so on, they may say that, well, we're all made from chemicals. So if that really means that we're simply chemical combination, And every day there's so many chemical reactions going on. Nobody's lamenting, so if one group of chemicals disintegrate and merge into another group of chemicals, then there's also no reason to lament. Or if one says that, well, we're simply part of the Supreme Soul, and when we die, we go back to the Supreme Soul, then there's also no reason. So in any case, we shouldn't lament. He said, why is your anxiety? He said, therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. This is actually why people are suffering. People ask us, why are you doing for the people? How many hospitals are you building? Family planning clinics, how many chicken farms, how many pig farms. What are you doing for the economic development? Just like in yesterday moving up, and I met one boy who was a Nicaraguan boy. The communists had taken him and taken away his books, give them their books. Told him that don't believe in God. God cannot feed you. We can feed you. Believe in us. When he gave back the books, then they held him prisoner in some mountain or something. Somehow he escaped. Now he's somehow another God. So this is what some people say. Well, we're going to solve economic problems, therefore believe in us. Why are you praying to some unseen God who will be the benefit? You can do nothing. So ignorant people, they're swayed by this type of propaganda. So there are people who feel that the real solution to our problems is material adjustments. But the actual thing they can run. Realize, a lot of people ask, what are you doing? That just like now in Russia, they have their communist revolution, they have their Russian system. Does that mean people are no longer suffering? People in Russia are no longer suffering? Have you seen any economics program in the world where people do not suffer, they don't get old, they don't get diseased, they don't die? Whether it's capitalistic or communistic or socialistic or some other kind of speculistic program. The material world is Dukkhalaya Sasvatam. It is a place which is filled with suffering, which is always being changed by time. Therefore, unless a person has knowledge of the self, knowledge of the reality, there has to be an anxiety. There has to be suffering. So, actually, Krishna declares that there is no greater service one can do for humanity than give them knowledge of the self, knowledge of their eternal relationship with Krishna. Then they can be freed from their anxiety. Then in the proper consciousness they can make the best use of the bad bargain in the material world. The material world is a bad bargain because no matter how you play it, you're going to lose. Just like people go to Las Vegas, they want to strike it rich, and few people, they seem to win. And so people are always hoping that I'll make it rich. Just like yesterday, I was sitting in the Pittsburgh airport. One, my ride was late, so I was there alone. So after all the crowds of passengers leave, the subculture of the airport becomes so visible. All the cleaners, foam wipers, baggage handlers, and other such persons, they manifest their pastimes. So sitting there, one group of baggage handlers, they were sitting there, and one had purchased 10 lottery tickets. The other man was sitting there taking his coffee. He said, "Why did you throw away $10? He said, "Come on, I'm going to start get rich. I'm going to get the big one." And he said, "It's simply wasting your money." So he scraped off America. Again, I didn't ever see America lottery ticket before, but they have a system to just scrape off the thing. Immediately you can see if you win or not. So they scrape off something, some cellophane or something, and then he's looking, and he got $2 prize. And he got a free ticket. So he said, "See, it's worth $3. The guy said, "You spent 10, you got 3. Congratulations." So this reminded me of the material nature. You put in so much effort and you get back a little bit of happiness. And you think, "Well, I'm going to win any day. And anyway, I'm getting some happiness." So in this way, Maya keeps one struggling in the hard struggle for existence. And occasionally, just for a show, somebody gets some prize. But the odds, why people are running lottery? Because they're making money. They are already figured out that for $5 billion coming in, they're going to give out somewhere. $5-50 million, they'll give out $5 million prize. So the odds are with them. Las Vegas, same way. Someone may occasionally win. But the house is, odds are all with the house. But in the material world, sometimes someone may rise up to the heavenly planets and they get a little bit of happiness for some time. But the odds are all against. So, after even that happiness is not complete, there's still suffering to various degrees. Then again, just like you win the jackpot, you have to worry about income tax, you have to worry about robbers, you have to worry about so many other problems. Just like there was a man who won the lottery in England, £500,000. It's almost about $750,000. He gave up his job. He was a loader in the ships, longshoreman. He gave up his job, gave everybody huge parties. From the day he got his money, he had huge parties, giving everybody everybody free drinks in the house, giving out $100 bills to the prostitutes, just spending the money like water. Within 4 months, he had spent his entire prize. Marathon spending. Then he had no job, no money. He went around to his friends, who think they'd say, "Well, at least you gave us a good time." He said, "You bum. So much money, you simply blew it. I ain't gonna feed you, you're a bum." "So what if you gave me a free drink? Get out of here." So he came in the newspaper and he said, "Why didn't you just waste your money like that?" He said, "Well, if I had stopped drinking long enough to think, I might have thought to do something else with the money. But from the moment I got it, I was partying. I didn't have the time to think." Anyway, it's totally in the mode of ignorance. So those people who are in the mode of ignorance are passionate, even if they get some power. Once in ignorance, they'll just blow it like that, completely just expanded without any practical value. And those who are in the mode of passion, they'll come up with some idea which will give some temporary benefit. In the long run, it will create more problems than the original problem. Just like we have our energy problem. So now we need energy because we have to run so many machines to produce so many consumer items to keep the economy strong. And so as a result, we have to have nuclear reactors to make our energy. And then now in Russia, 3 Mile Island here in America, we see that these accidents in the nuclear reactors are becoming more common. What's that called? Chernobyl. The reactor melted down. So many people are injured. Even now today, nuclear fallout is falling on America, falling in Europe. People in Switzerland are coming up with severe nuclear radiation harm. Of course, if this happened in America, then the Russians could sue America if they got any fallout on them. But good luck if the Swiss people try to sue Russia. I don't know how much they'll get from the court system in Russia. Here you get a few $1 million if you got injured. But that doesn't really solve the problem. The problem is that they're coming up with solutions all based on the motive passion, all based on immediate selfish interest. So as a result, in the long term, the bigger problem is what to do with the nuclear waste, what to do with these reactors that are destroying the nature of values, which are killing so many innocent people, which are polluting the atmosphere. So now we have all these new reactors, 10, 20, 30 years from now, just like America has so many bridges. Just here in Slidell, Slidell driver was driving in New Jersey, and he's going over, I think it was New Jersey, I forget how it worked, but I think it was a Slidell driver who's driving. And the bridge completely just, one section of the bridge just fell down, this whole semi-truck fell down into the river. He died instantly, and there's a huge gaping hole in the bridge, and everybody's scratching their head. Because everything in the material world gets destroyed with time. But they want to let it go, they don't break down the bridges and build new ones. How can you break down a completely polluted reactor and build a new one? It's all radioactive. So they're going to let them go and go and go until they start getting a little more faulty, a little more defective, and they start exploding and melting down and doing other things, and then you have this big problem. And then you have all these nuclear reactors with big concrete coffins over them, taking up the countryside. Nobody can go within 30 miles of them. So, of course, the natural ecologists and other Greenpeace movements and that, they're also a little more in the mode of goodness, but they don't have the real solution. Because the solution lies much greater, that people, because of a lack of real knowledge of who they are, everyone is working in the mode of passion. Everyone is working to satisfy their own immediate interest. Nobody has, unless you have the vision of who you are, unless you know your long-term, unless you know yourself, how can you analyze your long-term interest? It's not possible to understand that. So unless the person comes at least to the mode of goodness, they can't even understand things as they are. So the Krishna conscious movement is intended to bring people to the transcendental platform of pure goodness, where they can see the ultimate benefit, the ultimate future to society. Unless that is done, then as long as the control is in the hand of people at the mode of ignorance and passion, then we're going to continue to suffer various kinds of holocausts, accidents, problems, and all their solutions are going to be greater problems. Just like there's overpopulation in the world, Srila Prabhupada said that by practicing Krishna consciousness, by chanting the holy name, by becoming more God conscious, naturally people's passions are reduced automatically. Through this transcendental engagement, the population will not only reduce in quantity, but it will increase in quality. If it's increased in quality, even if the quantity was more, it doesn't matter. Overcrowding, if it's all friendly, family it's not so bad. But when it's one problem case in the bunch, then it makes a very big disturbance for everyone. Because not only the quantity is too much, but the quality of the people being born today is, as described in Bhagavad Gita, Varna Sanskara, unwanted children, accidental children, unloved children. Therefore, they become juvenile delinquents and criminals and dissatisfied people in life due to not getting the proper love and care from your children. So, governments are saying, though, the solution to this population problem is to have family planning, to take operations and use contraceptives and other forms of violent termination of pregnancy. And this will be the solution. But actually this is all, again, stopgap, mode of passion, mode of ignorance solutions, which do not take long-term considerations, higher considerations into consideration. They don't know. Since they're in the mode of ignorance and passion and they don't know what is the real situation, they're seeing everything from a colored way. They're seeing everything in a perverted way. They have to come up to the mode of goodness, they have to come up to the spiritual platform to be able to get a proper perspective. As a result, they're giving all these ideas how they can stop the population explosions. But as a result, they're ruining the moral character of people. Of course, in some progressive countries now they reverse. Sweden, for instance, they're offering benefits to any parents who have children. In Europe, I think there's one wealthy person they offered that if anyone will have children in one of those countries, they'll give them £100 or something. Because the population is going down, people don't bother anymore to have children. Why take the risk? Enjoy without the responsibility. They are trying to reverse it. Even in India, in some places where certain areas are going down, they're offering incentives. Other places, they're saying, they're trying to manipulate material nature, in other words. And as a result, they don't realize how much harm they're actually doing. How many people's lives they're ruining, how much sinful reaction they're creating that's going to cause further suffering in future, this life and future life. How many diseases they're promoting, how many different kinds of strange social mutations they're creating. These things they're not taking into consideration. They're simply trying to stopgap solve certain immediate problems. So, as a result, Kali Yuga is progressing more and more because the more they give their solutions, the more hellish the situation becomes. Then they're trying to figure out why is it becoming so hellish? Let's come up with a solution. And then that solution goes further again into a more hellish situation. In this way, it's kind of like a tar baby. In the American folklore, there's one tar baby that someone stumbled along and he hit the tar baby and then got one hand stuck in the tar baby and then he hit with the other hand. He got two hands stuck, he kicked three and pretty soon it was completely tangled up in the tar baby. So like that, in their solutions, they're totally tangled up. And the more they try to get out, the more they tangle themselves up. The real solution is that they have to understand through transcendental knowledge of the Vedas, what is the actual reality of life? And then following the guideline given by God Himself, given by Krishna, they can get out of this entanglement. along with this complicated material situation, Krishna has provided the way to get out of it. He's provided the way to counteract it. Prabhupada explains that just as the government, they sometime announced the flood is coming. There was recently a Tsutsuma alert in the Aleutians. Nearly people evacuated from the low-lying areas because the tidal, what they call it, the tidal wave could come and destroy homes and everything. As it wasn't a big one. Only 3 feet, 10 feet wide up there. Not everywhere was hit badly by it. The government, why do they tell people that there's a tidal wave coming? Because people can take precautions. Why did the scripture tell us that there's a Kali Yuga coming 5,000 years ago? These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. This is the way you can protect yourself from Kali Yuga. Strong effect. Srila Prabhupada said by his coming he would polarize the West and make it God conscious, so that in the world people could see that the real struggle is not between capitalism versus communism or thisism or that. The real struggle in the world is God consciousness versus atheism. When that is achieved, then you can actually have Kurukshetra, then you can have an actual situation where Krishna can clearly support one side, and you can, on that basis, establish a proper solution. Otherwise, between different shades of passion and ignorance, there's not much difference. The real difference can only be achieved when God consciousness is established as the unifying factor for the world. Every person that comes with their problems can easily be seen by a person in the mode of goodness. Therefore, the brahmanas are the spiritual masters for society because they're in the mode of goodness. In Vedic culture, all the people would go to the brahmanas to ask advice. So Srila Prabhupada said his Krishna conscious movement was to create brahmanas in the world. That means that the duty of the brahmanas is to teach others, educate them in spiritual values, so that they can end their anxiety. So when the scriptures say these are the symptoms of Kali Yuga, these are the symptoms of the material world, what is the purpose of telling us that? So we can take the necessary precautions. If we know that in your disease condition, you are not going to be able to get the solution, then we try to get free from our disease. So many times a person may be struggling and struggling, trying to start his car, and then someone opens up the bonnet of the car and says, look at your, this wire came loose. You just hook up the wire, it'll work. And you try, oh. So like that, sometimes we may be trying along some way we think this will give the solution, but it may not be the best way. It's a very simple adjustment of everything. The Krishna conscious doesn't mean that a person has to change what they're doing externally, but they have to change the consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was preaching, and the Kurma Brahman came to him and said, I want to give up my family and join you. He told, don't say that again. You stay right here and you become a guru and you deliver your people. Amaragi guru hao tadoi desh. Jari dako tadiko vishnu kodesh. Amaragi guru hao tadoi desh. But you simply preach to your family and your village people. You become, you deliver them. Don't think about leaving. Lord Chaitanya promoted that people should stay where they are, but they should become God conscious. And Srila Prabhupada, when he left India in 1977 to London, His intention was not to stop in London. He said that he was coming to America. He was coming because he said that only 50% of his work was done. He said he established Krishna Kanti centers, but now he wanted to establish Varnashram society in the world. He wanted to see that Varnashram means is based upon progressive development of spiritual values in human society. He wanted to establish a program where all of the Western people would be progressively advancing in their spiritual consciousness. He got up to London, he was sick, he went back, and he then told his followers, now you are going to have to finish the other half of the work. We have the other half of the work to finish. Temples are bases. They are areas of spiritual, transcendental energy from which the Brahmanas can recharge their batteries, they can rejuvenate their spiritual strength, they can go out in society and preach to others and establish them on a spiritual progressive path. Our job is not simply to rescue a few people from the material world and bring them into our temples, and then they're here living outside the material atmosphere. Actually, our purpose is to take souls from the material world, bring them in the temple, train them up as brahmanas, as Vaishnavas, and then they in turn should educate the entire society in the spiritual values through any means that will be effective. Anywhere we can get, find a gap. The Prabhupada created like a beachhead. And we have these spiritual centers that Krishna Kanta's Maya is trying to take these away. Just like when they made their beachhead in France, the Allied forces, then the opposing armies are trying to push them back into the ocean. Kali Yuga is trying to take away the Krishna Kanta's temples. Don't have these temples, because this is very dangerous for Kali Yuga. But actually, from the temples, we have to spread out. Just as from the beachhead, they have to penetrate the military balance or the military front and penetrate and somehow find various areas where we can educate the people in Krishna consciousness. So, for that we need any allies we can get, so that people can understand what is the real purpose of life. Once they understand, it's interesting, in that Bella pool, they said, how many people believe in the Bible? Although everybody believes in the divinity of Jesus, 25% of the people, 17% thought the Bible was simply, well, they believed in God, they believed in Jesus, the Bible was just kind of like fairy tales. Then 55% said that you should not take the Bible literally, but kind of get the inner feeling of it. And then that left a few percent who actually accepted the Bible in total. So I mean, although people in America, 95% believe in the Supreme Being, only 67% believe, according to the Gallup poll, whatever that is, that God was the person who was conscious of our activities and what we were doing when we were answerable. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, although they believe in God, they have no understanding of who God is. And there's a lot of people who, even though they may, as a kind of tokenism, say they believe in Jesus, but so many percent don't have any understanding of what is the actual relationship we have with God, or who we are. Nobody understands who we are. That you can ask anybody, who are you? They'll say, I'm John Doe. I'm an American. I'm this body. How many are going to say, I'm the eternal soul? I'm the servant of God? No one's going to say that. Maybe one out of millions might think that I'm actually my, who I am is that I am the eternal servant of God. I'm the, I don't know if you find one out of them. So, the Prabhupada wanted us to establish Varnashram. That was, and he was so enthusiastic, he was so determined, he was, even when he was sick, he was so anxious to do that. So this is the responsibility that falls upon us, how we can bring people to Krishna consciousness. The advantage, of course, is that here, one person brought to, one person saved to Krishna consciousness, to God consciousness, they're eternally saved. So even if in material disease, if you get saved from one disease, you get another disease. Doesn't matter. They find a cure for TB, then cancer comes. Then they'll find a cure for cancer, they have it yet, but then you have these other diseases, AIDS and so on. So, disease is always increasing in the material world, but the real antidote for the material disease is Krishna consciousness. Once the person achieves that, then, if they're careful, they never have to be contaminated again. So, of course, it's nice to talk about and explain some of the pastime for Lord Chaitanya. But actually, this is one of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. This Krishna conscious movement, what it is doing today, is one of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Adhyapiha lila kore gora rai, kono kono bhag kivan deki bari rai. Someone who is very fortunate, they can see the Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement pastimes are still going on today. That this spreading of the glories of the Lord, that transcendental pastime is not different in the 20th century as it was in the 15th century. The difference is that Lord Chaitanya was personally, physically, manifest in the planet, not physically, but in the sense that he was manifest and he was directing the Sankirtan movement in the vision of everyone. And now, the only difference is that he's behind the scenes, but he's still present, directing. And the result, the proof, is given also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another verse, that Adhyapiha Jai, Shri Krishna, Shri Chaitanya Namji Loy, that today anybody who takes the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who chants it, they feel transcendental happiness in chanting Hare Krishna. Hair standing on their end, they feel ecstasy. So, I was explaining this in Atlanta, that one very cynical person in the audience on the Sunday feast, when I asked her questions, I had a question. How many of the people here are really feeling spiritual happiness when you chant Hare Krishna? I want to see. Everybody raised their hand. 90% of the people raised their hand. This is a proof. Sometimes people think that we spike our food with some kind of intoxication. Why they feel so happy when they come to the temple to take Krishna prasada? We can reassure them we don't use any form of intoxication of a material nature. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing like that. It's simply the happiness of the spirit becoming manifest due to association with Krishna. So today, when we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya, we chant Hare Krishna, we feel happiness. It's a proof that Lord Chaitanya is still present. We want to expand His presence. Someone other to encourage countless people to take up the chanting and to engage them in their constitutional activity of serving Krishna, serving God. That is what is actually needed. Anyone who believes in a Supreme Person should cooperate for this end. End the unnecessary violence in the world. End the unnecessary deviation from Krishna's will. It's very easy that people become God conscious, because it's Krishna's desire that there should not be unnecessary violence. His desire there should be deviation from His order. So independently, if you try to stop gap, try to stop the various deviations, it's very difficult. But if people, in one sweep, if they become conscious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then immediately all the deviations and inebrieties can be solved. Actually, I keep repeating, but it's the fact that this Krishna conscious movement is the real solution for the world's problems. Prabhupada said here, the world's movements for freedom through political, economic, social, and cultural propaganda can do no benefit to anyone, but they are controlled by superior powers. In other words, they can do no permanent benefit. And temporarily they may make a show of benefit, but it's no real benefit at all. Just like the man who's going to the electric chair, he may get 5 minutes to take a cigarette. What is the benefit? There's no benefit. Only benefit comes from what is free from the real problem. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Vidya Vidya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Chanting these holy names, that can easily bring about this God consciousness, that is the actual solution. Reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, how King Yudhisthira became free from his anxiety, that is what other leaders of heads of state should do, so that they can actually get an inspiration, what will be auspicious. For their people, for the world. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Any questions? Yes? Prabhupada said it's good for a devotee to write, and every devotee should write, even if it's not published. Just they should write for their own realization. Krishna conscious artists. Go back to Godhead or to a newspaper, or just for their own realization. When you put something in writing, then you have to think many times, and your thoughts take a much more succinct shape. So even for one's personal realization, it's good to write. If one is able, if you get something published in a newspaper, well, we consider that to be a very positive effect. And just like that cartoon upstairs on the wall about the chicken and the soothsayer, Prabhupada just said that the reaction for Colonel Sanders and these other people is that they have to become chicken in their next life. Now that cartoon is coming up. So we may not say there that this idea was coming from Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, but before Prabhupada's preaching in America, reincarnation, karma, these things were not so well known as they are today. And that idea directly came from Prabhupada. So
Although he may not be credited by general public, but it shows that more and more people's ideas, their opinions are being changed. In 1965, if you took a poll, how many people believed in reincarnation in America, probably the number would be less than 10%. I know that about 10 years ago they took a Gallup poll and it was 30%. And then recently I think it's up to about 50%. So more and more people are, although they, none of the religions that were previously here in North America as such accept reincarnation. 50% of the people in America believe in it. It's the only scientific answer. And there's not any scientific proof. It's like somebody who has a condensed Spanish dictionary, then I think that's only words that exist. How many other words that have been started in the English dictionary? You want to know, you have to get the bigger dictionary. Then you hear a full picture. That doesn't mean one is invalid. It's just not complete. You don't mean any offense, but you have to call a spade, or you have to say the truth. Actual fact. Some people, they want the full truth, nothing but the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the first spiritual literature which in the very first verse, second verse, describes that this is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There is no material tinge within the Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam any compromise with the material nature. It's giving pure transcendental knowledge. Yes? Of course, the nectar of devotion. Bhaktivinoda Swami Jatsundar by Rupa Goswami explained that one of the things very conducive for advancing in God consciousness and Krishna consciousness is to live always in the holy Dham of the Lord. And Prabhupada explains that if one doesn't live in the holy Dham, one should always feel separation. Be living in separation. Someone visits the holy Dham of Vrindavan and Mayapur and doesn't feel transcendental attraction, feel separation from those Dhams, then I think they're unfortunate. When we feel transcendental separation from the kingdom of God, that will bring us back to the kingdom of God. Sometimes we know that separation is higher even than union. So in that sense, it's not necessarily a disadvantage to be serving in separation from the Holy God, to be desiring to be in the Holy God. But knowing that it may be a greater service to serve in separation and bring fallen souls to Krishna consciousness. Of course, in the, like Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. At the end of life, we could aspire to leaving our bodies in some holy man, some holy place of the pastimes of the Lord, or the pastimes of the pure devotees of the Lord. From that point of view, we'd also like to make Nutalabon into a place of transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Especially because his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, had pastimes there. He'd like to make it a place of Lord Krishna's pastimes by showing various leelas and having various festivals so that the people, even here in America, a far distant place away from the holy Dhams, they can get the benefit of the transcendental atmosphere. So, this way, that can be done from being out of full separation from the real spiritual balance in the world, in the spiritual world, as well as those that are manifested in this world, because then we will feel the connection, we will have that deeper understanding. So your question, of course, falls under a greater condition that one has to do something under the guidance of the Guru. So some devotees are instructed in one way, some in another. Sometimes the Guru may instruct, just like he told Rupa Goswami, go to Vrindavan and stay there. Or he told other devotees, like Nityananda, who came to Jagannath Puri, and said, you leave the holy town and go and preach in Vrindavan. So there are different instructions for different people, for different devotees. In this way, ultimately, we have to carry out the order of the Guru to us, the order of the superior Vaishnavas. But, of course, every devotee aspires to leave their body in the holy dham. The best, otherwise, at least in the service of the Lord. Prabhupada one time he said that he came to Mayapur and he leaned back and said, actually, living or dying in Mayapur is all the same. Living in the spiritual world, when you die, you go back to the spiritual world. So here, living or dying is the same. No matter what happens, you're in the spiritual world. So we also like to create that transcendental atmosphere. The people, they can retire even, or they can do devotional service in the spiritual atmosphere. So Krishna says that the Dham is wherever he is present, wherever the devotees are constantly discussing about him in pure devotion, he's also present there. There is one Dham. So if we can take a spiritual place of Krishna's pastimes where constantly the glories of Krishna are being vibrated, then people will also get the benefit of that transcendental vibration, of that being in the Dham. Through manifesting the pastimes of Krishna there. He says, Prabhupada said that the karma sthan is sometimes is more important than the dhammasthana. Krishna was born in Mathura, but he went to Vrindavan, because that's where his pastimes were, his karmas. So we want to make transcendental places also of the activities of the Lord, which are filled with Krishna conscious activities. And they'll also be purified. But of course, the holy place of Krishna's pastimes and in the material world will be the personally present in the Lord Chaitanya. That is a really deep and special place in everyone's heart. And we always feel separation from those pastimes and from that place. At least we should aspire to feel separation if we don't. That will pull us back to the spiritual world.